As we continue with our Easter season, we continue to listen, as we have been, to readings, first readings at Mass, both Sunday and daily Mass, from the Acts of the Apostles. And perhaps we should pay close attention to the transformation that has come over Peter and the other apostles since the day of Pentecost. We're advancing toward that beautiful solemnity, of course, which ends the Easter season, but the Church, in her wisdom, is providing us daily these readings and asking us to meditate on what the power of the Holy Spirit has done and does do in the lives of those who believe. Peter clearly is the one who is the head of the Church. They all go to him. And when they bring these issues to Peter, we see how clearly and correctly and concisely he teaches them what is the will of the Lord. He doesn't make it up, of course. It comes to him through the Holy Spirit. This issue, again, of receiving Gentiles into the Church, that was a big deal in the beginning, because most were converts from Judaism, and they just thought that this community, this Church, was just for them. Of course, that's not what the will of God intended, nor that's not what Jesus himself said and did. But they had to be taught. And it's Peter who does the teaching. The Church, in her wisdom, is offering us these readings and asking us, does the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in our Church and in our lives, since we are confirmed as Roman Catholics, open us to understand better and do the will of the Lord in our everyday lives, at home, at work, wherever we find ourselves?